I'm Danielle West. Welcome to Intentional Marriages Podcast, where we share vulnerable insights about marriage.
Can't afford marriage counseling, but want to work on your emotional intelligence skill in your relationship? Well, you're in luck. On this podcast, we're going to walk you through great marriage assessment quizzes, which will develop more self-awareness and build compassion into your relationship. You can also watch this episode on our YouTube channel. Just search for Intentional Marriages, and I'll also put a link in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening.
So you want to recover the closeness you have with your spouse, but counseling is just not an option right now. There are three assessment quizzes that Russ and I have taken, and we've shared this with over 100 couples and seen transformation because it provides a level of self-awareness of your behavior and your partner's behavior. On a side note, obviously a counselor is necessary at times, so we've included a free download on the 10 signs that you should meet with a counselor. But back to the counseling alternatives, let's dive into the three assessment quizzes that will help you gain self-awareness. And who doesn't love doing quizzes? One of the first marriage assessments my husband and I took was called Break Free from Unhealthy Thinking by Intimate Encounters. It's a great resource. I'll have the book link in the description below. And this test is about 18 statements, and you just mark which ones are true for you. And it'll tell you, are you a personalizer, a magnifier, minimizer, polarizer, emotional reasoner, generalizer? I am a personalizer, and Russ is a magnifier. Now, the personalizer tends to be moody and easily hurt by so-called rejections. Filled with insecurities, they develop low self-esteem and many blame themselves for everything. Others often see them as fragile, oversensitive, childish, even hysterical. Frequently, personalizers felt rejected in childhood or came from highly critical home environments. Now, this is important to know because when Russ and I would have an argument, I saw through the personalizer filter, which would frustrate him like crazy because he's like, that didn't happen, or the assumptions that you're making are not true. But as a personalizer, I always had a tendency to think it was my fault. So let me give you an example. Let's say I'm sharing a story with somebody and they, you know, do a deep, big sigh. I think, oh, I must be pretty boring here. When in fact, maybe they just had a really long day and they're exhausted from not sleeping the night before. So that's how dangerous a personalizer can see things and how frustrated it made my husband. So now him understanding that I have a tendency to see through this filter of personalization, he has more compassion and he understands why I go there. It's a filter I have desperately tried to erase. And for him is magnifying. Magnifying is taking life's events and exaggerating them until everything seems like a catastrophe. None of us are built to cope with a life that feels that big all the time, nor can a marriage long endure the constant bombardment of a magnifying mate. Now, what's interesting here is Russ used to magnify. He would say things like, okay, we're never going to do that ever again. Would be like what? And I would take him seriously because I didn't realize he was flooded. I didn't realize he was magnifying the situation. So once we took this test and I was able to step back and not engage him when he would say these never again statements, then our fights diminished like crazy. So you can see how when you take a test like this and you can understand the perspective and the filter that your spouse has a tendency to go through when they're stressed out, it helps you develop more compassion. So again, it used to frustrate Russ when I would personalize things, and it would frustrate the heck out of me when he would magnify. So comment below if you and your spouse have ever misunderstood each other. That rarely happens, right? The second assessment quiz is called, I said this, you heard that. So the difference with this is not necessarily a personality test, but a temperament test. And the difference between temperament and personality is the temperament is the why behind your personality. So the temperaments fall into four different colors. There are the yellows, the language of people and fun; the reds, the language of power and control; The green's the language of calm and harmony, and blue, the language of perfection and order. In this study, you'll learn the words you need to hear from others, the words your loved ones need to hear from you, the words you're most likely to use as a weapon, and the words that will wound your loved ones. Let's say you're a yellow and you're all about fun, but your spouse is a green full of calm and harmony. Now, a green is not necessarily going to want a surprise birthday party, which is what I did for my husband. He wasn't too crazy about having a surprise birthday party. So for me, it's another level of love languages. It's knowing how to talk to your partners, knowing how to hear them. Check out this study. You can purchase this on Amazon. There's a great DVD complement to this study and a great workbook. Check out I Said This, You Heard That. Again, there'll be a link in the description below. Assessment quiz, and very popular right now, is the Enneagram. At the beginning of this video, I told you that there was one marriage assessment quiz that built more compassion into our relationship. As an Enneagram 1, I have a tendency to fix and improve everything, including my husband. For some reason, he doesn't like that. So just to give you an example, I'm a 1, he's a 2. A 2 is considered a helper. So for example, if Russ is sharing a problem with me, he just wants me to listen. And all I want to do is fix it. So I remember how often this would frustrate him when I would give him solutions to problems. And I finally caught myself one time. We're in the kitchen. He was sharing a problem with me that had happened at work. And while he's talking, I'm like, okay, there's that. Okay. And that, and I had like 3 really, really great solutions for him, but I caught myself and I didn't say anything. And as he's walking away, I was like, hey, honey, I've got some solutions. Would you like to hear them? And without even turning around, he's like, nope. I was like, what? Really? And I said, but they're really good. And he's like, nope. So that was a big turning point for me to see how quickly I would jump on things and try to solve them. And I think most couples experience this the opposite way. It's usually the wife that wants to share the problem and the husband that wants to fix it. But what I've learned in this is sometimes we just need to share a problem. And when I would try to give him solutions to the problem, what it was saying to him is, you're not capable of fixing this. You're not capable of coming up with these solutions. When in fact, I think he's very capable, and it had nothing to do with him. My corporate background for 20 years was all about getting bombarded with problems every day and having to come up with solutions right away, right? I have had to learn to step back because I don't want my husband feeling like I'm trying to fix him, right? So that is one of the neatest parts of the Enneagram that has taught me to how I understand myself, what my core motivation is, and to catch myself from it. And it does give Russ more compassion for me when I do try to step in and give solutions. And let me know, have you taken the Enneagram yet? If so, what's your number? Comment below and tell me, has it helped you in your relationships? So the marriage assessment quizzes help build self-awareness, but how do you tackle the tough conversations? In the next video, we're going to share on how that makes things preventative instead of needing an intervention. Thanks for watching.
Want some more insight on how to strengthen your marriage? You can find new blogs posted every week and a new live monthly webinar. Just go to intentionalmarriages.net. That's intentionalmarriages.net. N-E-T. Thank you, and stay intentional.